This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen. The Black Lives Matter mural in front of Santa Cruz City Hall has a fresh coat of paint. KAZU's Amy Mayer.
Volunteers dipped rollers on long handles into bright yellow paint and revived the words that have been on Center Street since 2020. Santa Cruz Equity Collab organizer Shandara Gill says after missing last year's repainting, this one feels even more important.
Trump's back in office. A lot of things have happened in our community since then. So just sense of urgency this year.
In January, a black protester set himself on fire here. Santa Cruz recording artist Isaac Collins says the support shown here feels good, but it's not enough.
And I feel like it's important for us as a community. We can't just talk about Black Lives Matter if we're not looking at the issues that really matter.
Examples, he says, are a lack of black businesses and high rates of black youth struggling with their mental health. Amy Mayer, KAZU News.
A bill that limits workplace surveillance is moving forward in the California Assembly. It would block companies from monitoring employees in off-duty areas like a break room or someone's home through a company-issued device. Democratic Assembly member Sade El-Hawari of Los Angeles introduced the bill.
This bill is about restoring dignity in the workplace and protecting the very people who keep our economy running. Black, brown, immigrant, and low-wage workers, so they are not forced to sacrifice their privacy just to earn a paycheck.
Some business groups oppose the measure, saying a company should be able to track certain information when their employee is using a company device like a laptop or company-issued car. This is KAZU News. I'm Lisa Ledeen.